Winery.
I appreciate it. Appreciate it.
How exciting is that for you to get there again? You've been there several times.
Well, it's new. This is something I never take for granted. You know, it's an absolute blessing to be able to do what I do for my football, my teammates, and, you know, to be able to come to the AFC and then get the respect of the coaches and players from this conference also is a big thing. So I don't take this for granted. So this is definitely a blessing.
Anything special, Brian, about strong safety? That's something that hasn't been made too much of a deal this year, but it is a different position for you this year. And you made it your first shot at strong safety.
Well, the thing about it is people label them strong safety and free safety, but in Philly, I did everything. There was nothing that I did not do was not asked to do on that football team, whether it was be closer to the line of scrimmage to play the run or cover receivers to tight ends. So, you know, I kind of labeled the freelance safety because I did everything. And so this is no different here. I'm asked to do a lot of things. I'm asked to be in the box. I'm asked to cover, you know, different people and take deep responsibility of the middle of the field sometimes. So if it's really no different.
What kind of adjustments did you have to make coming to the AFC?
Football is football. It's just being familiar with the teams. I was not, obviously, because not playing against them, but with the help of my teammates and the coaches preparing me every week as far as giving me some keys and film study, I was able to become comfortable with the teams that I was playing against. But at the end of the day, it's about, you know, recognizing things, making tackles, and making plays when opportunities present themselves.
Just playing with somebody like Champ, does that make a big difference for your adjustment, or is it you're totally on your own?
It depends on the coverage, depends on the call. I've been blessed over my career to play with a lot of great corners. And, you know, that is obviously a luxury that a lot of safeties can't say, but I have been able to do those things. And when you have veteran guys back there able to do different things, it lessens your responsibility as far as certain communications go.
With your age and people questioning, you know, maybe did you have any left, is there some satisfaction making the Pro Bowl with the switch?
My whole thing is about for my teammates. If I can do what I need to do to make Pro Bowls, that means I'm playing a certain brand of ball for my teammates. So if that then proves people wrong, if you want to call it that, then so be it. But my first responsibility and my first thoughts is what can I do for my teammates so they're comfortable with me playing at a certain way, a certain level every week that they can count on. That's what matters.
Brian, along those lines, outside of the usual bumps and bruises during the season, you've been beaten up pretty good this year. I think you've had three injuries that have made you miss a play or more. So do you take any more pride in this Pro Bowl selection? I mean, did you have to grind it out that much more this year?
I mean, different seasons are different. Some seasons I go through and not nicking up at all. And some, like this year, I've been having to fight through some things. So. Believe me, I don't take it lightly, the fact that I'm blessed to play at this age the way that I play, and that people want to label that as being something they didn't expect because of my age. And, this, you know, because of my age, people say my injuries. All of that stuff is foolishness when you're playing football. It's about being able to tough through some things that we all go through.
Brian, do you believe in the theory that it's tougher to beat a team the second time you face them in a season?
No. I think it's tougher the first time too, if you don't, especially when you don't really know the team like we didn't really know Kansas City as far as what they really like to do, because wasn't a lot of tape filed up on it, because, you know, they're still learning their offense. So not in this case.
Brian, you've got some teammates in there in the final year of their contract, and this week can be, I imagine, a difficult time. You went through this last year. Any advice you can give them? Because I know there's a lot at stake and try to stay focused, but humans being humans.
Are you serious?
What's that?
Are you serious? We're trying to win a football game. That's what it is. You don't worry about all that stuff. Will take care of itself. You try to win a football game. When you do what you're supposed to do for your teammates, for your team, all that stuff take care of itself.
Brian, you talk about the luxury of playing with great cornerbacks in your career. What about the luxury of playing with a pass rusher like Douglas?
Same thing. I've been blessed. I'm Hugh Douglas, Trent Cole. I've been blessed to have that type of person that's on the edge that they have to pay attention to, the chip or whatever, and that sometimes forces balls out faster and allows you as a player, as a safety, to be able to make plays on the ball quicker. So when you have that at any given time for him to be able to beat his guy that quickly, that allows you to be able to sit on some things. So that's obviously a weapon that we're lucky to have here.
Brett, what do you think the mentality is of this team this week? I mean, giving up control of your own destiny, obviously, we still have a chance with something's happened. What do you think the mentality is of this team right now?
We got to win. Point blank. Everything else doesn't matter. And nothing else matters but winning. You have to win. And all the other stuff will take care of itself. But you have to concentrate on what we have to concentrate on, and that's winning.
One more, Brian, guys.
How many more Pro Bowls do you think you have in you?
I don't know. Every year, that's a goal of mine to make the Pro Bowl. So if I'm on the football field, I'm trying to make plays. As that is a goal of mine, like I said. And like I said earlier, if I'm making those plays to make the Pro Bowl, that means I'm blessing my teammates with plays on the football field and helping my team hopefully win games. And so, you know, Lord's willing, I'm here to play next year, period. Nothing is ever guaranteed. That'll be another goal of mine next year to make another Pro Bowl.